AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to dial back their fighting. Saka Magani has details.
On social media, the president says he spoke with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu and communicated with Hezbollah through mediators. He says the two sides agreed they will not attack each other. His post came after Netanyahu's government ordered attacks in Beirut's southern suburbs. The ongoing fighting is a major obstacle in an emerging deal to extend the Iran war ceasefire. Tehran's foreign ministry says a ceasefire in Lebanon is an inseparable part of ending the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Little progress to report on those negotiations after U.S. forces bombed radar and drone sites in Iran following Tehran's shootdown of a U.S. drone. Iran responded by firing missiles at Kuwait, saying it was targeting U.S. soldiers there. Oil prices resumed their rise Monday. A source tells AP President Trump's reconsidering the so-called anti-weaponization fund. The Justice Department's paused it following a court order. And Jennifer King reports Florida's suing OpenAI,
claiming the company deceived users and knowingly unleashed a dangerous product.
They have chosen profit over public safety.
Florida Attorney General James Uffmeyer.
We recently filed a monumental civil lawsuit against Sam Altman and ChatGPT for endangering our kids and deceiving parents into believing that this application is safe for use. It's clearly not.
In April, Uffmeyer opened a criminal investigation into whether ChatGPT offered advice to the gunman who's charged with killing two people last year at Florida State University.
People like Sam Altman should not be designing these products to be addictive, to go after kids, and to encourage them to do dangerous things.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. AI helping a musician with Parkinson's.
49-year-old London-based singer-songwriter Samuel Smith did what he loved to do until 2020, when he was told he had Parkinson's disease.
Thought I had stiffness in my wrist. The next thing I knew, I had a diagnosis.
And it was hard for Smith to play the guitar, but he can still make music thanks to artificial intelligence.
Thought it was over now.
He sings his song, uses an app to upload the file, selects the style of music, and then his backup musicians bring the music to life. Now Smith is performing and recently released his second album, The Art of Letting Go.
It's the art of letting go.
AI is not replacing anything for me. It's unlocking. It's enabling. It's allowing me to keep writing.
I'm Donna Water.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.